So we're here with Ike Hamasani, who is one of our partners with Live Peace, who is, in my world, a hero of peace and possibility on this planet, and I'm so grateful to you. And Ike, you've created a resolution for peace in Israel that has been adopted at all levels through the United Nations process, and it's overwhelming support all the way up to His Excellency Ban Ki-moon's office. I'd love for you to just share with us what you saw to create this and what you see will come up.
Well, briefly talking about, I mean, we have been talking for more than 70 years, I mean, 68 years, about the Israel and Palestine issues. There had been number of wars and number of brutalities from either side and a lot of chaos going on, and world has got involved into it. And during this process, one of the time was when Gaza was being attacked, and the world over, there was a lot of hue and cry going on. And we were also having a meeting in our chapter. And everybody was, I mean, they were all accommodations, politicians, and civil society activists, and everybody was there. And they were all talking about, you know, denouncing the act of each other, somebody blaming them and somebody blaming them. But the situation, when it came to my point, that I was supposed to say something, then I didn't want to talk about it. I wanted to present a civil society resolution other than the politicians. Civil society resolution, what civil society wants and how it can be resolved. And in that, again, the peace was most a core objective, but goodwill was more than that. That you appreciate each other, you do give and take, and you believe in sharing. I didn't blame any particular community. I didn't support anybody's claims or blames. I just presented a solution of Israel, and I told the attendants that, you know, this is the solution. You know, if we follow the civil society resolution and take it to the decisions of the, you know, decision makers, you know, at the table of the decision makers, they will understand what civil society wants. Mm-hmm. And there is a way of dialogue. There is a way of appreciation. There is a way of recognition to each other. There is a way of coexistence. It has been practiced and it has proven. It's not just that it has not been done here in this particular region of the world, which is most volatile. And most of the after Second World War, wars have been in the Middle East and surrounding and dividing the world. So when I presented this resolution, the basic was like, you create a two-state theory. And the two-state theory would give the opportunity to Israelites and the Palestinians to live side by side, enjoy their lives, enjoy their country, enjoy their livelihoods, and recognize each other. And similarly, you know, carry on this goodwill process into their children, into their young ones, and interact closely, and lay down the arms and live in peace. And there is
a way for UNESCO to play in that.
Exactly. And at the same time, I've also proposed that Jerusalem has got most of the religious sites from Christianity, from Judaism, from Islam, all point of view. So I said, well, if you leave any flashpoint, there will be a quarrel. There will be a dispute. There will be, you know, fights to take the control. So I propose that it should be handed over to UNESCO so that Blue Caps are taking care of the security and the administration of Jerusalem. And every religion is permitted to go there and perform their rituals and appreciate their holy sites and be at peace and share their great values. So all this was a just timely process, which was approved by 100%. in the chapter, in the division, and it was then taken over to the national convention, where I was there and I presented. It became the state policy document.
And for which you received the Obama International Award for
Peace
Ambassador.
Service, yes.
And again, congratulations to you for that, and thank you so much for your vision for peace, for who you are for peace, for the hero that you are. And I really am so honored to be working with you. I really am.